journalism consists of some very specific purposes. The first one is to say to your, this is what happened today. That's the first thing. Second thing is if you know, to tell what it means. And the third thing is a little feature stories about something that didn't happen today, but something that is happening over a period of time, period. That's journalism. And anything beyond that, I may be good or may be bad, but it is not journalism.
David Brinkley, talking about the profession he practiced so well. The legendary newsman died yesterday in Houston of complications after a fall. He was 82.
David Brinkley was one half of NBC TV's evening news program. In a rather high-tech move for the time, he anchored from Washington, D.C., while his partner, Chet Huntley, reported from New York.
In more recent years, David Brinkley worked for ABC TV. He was often described as a giant in journalism, but he was known for his self-effacing sense of humor. Here he is commenting about the origins of his famous pairing with Chet Huntley.
The truth is that we were both younger then than we are now, obviously, and the 1956 political conventions were coming up. Television was finally beginning to amount to something. They wanted to cover the conventions in an effective way and to cover them from beginning to end. And they were afraid to trust me with it alone. They were afraid I'd mess it up. And they were afraid to trust Huntley alone because they thought he'd mess it up. So they assigned the two of us there, and the thought that if one of us got rattled and fell apart, the other could pick it up and carry it on.
David Brinkley. It was former NBC News President Reuven Frank's idea to pair the two men. He says Brinkley was a TV natural.
He was conscious of television. He knew when to shut up, which is absolutely phenomenal. Nobody, they all came out of radio where the worst thing in the world is dead air. But he would allow the audience to see without his intervention. And that was a step forward. The whole idea that the audience was made up of adults was kind of revolutionary.
What was it about this pairing that was so magical? I mean, they really dominated television nightly news for almost three decades. What was it about their chemistry that drew so many viewers?
We learned that it was true. We were surprised that it was true. And none of us, including me, had any idea why it was true. I don't to this day. They were interesting and good at what they did. They probably could have handled the job alone, but not with that kind of special distinction. And something the audience saw in them. I was told by what network people call research, which is not finding new cures, but analyzing Nielsen numbers, that the reason people liked Huntley and Brinkley is that they spoke to each other. And the fact is they never spoke to each other. Not on the news, they did at conventions and events like that. But on the news, Chet, when he was finished, something would say David, which was a switch cue. So all along the line, people could switch from one direction to the other. And David, when he was finished his piece, would say Chet, and they would switch back. That was the extent of their supposed conversation. The audience is always a mystery in whatever area of communication you're in, and maybe it's better that way.
Well, the one time they did actually speak to each other was at the end of each broadcast. That sort of became the signature of the broadcast each night, when one said, "Good night, David," and the other said, "Good night, Chet." That is something that truly did become the signature and has been much parodied over time. And I understand that neither one of them really liked that farewell.
Well, October 29th, 56 was the first program. And we had exactly one rehearsal. First time anybody tried a two-city newscast. And it was terrible. It was awful. Everything went bad. Cues failed. It was awful. And just before everybody was going to the studio, somebody stopped me from tearing my hair out and said, "How does the program end?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, the program's got to end." So I put a piece of paper in my typewriter and I said, "Who has the last story?" And they said, "Brinkley." And I typed in Washington, "Good night, Chet." New York, "Good night, David," and "Good night for NBC News." And they said it. And the next day, they were both on my head objecting. They thought it was sissy. They thought it was artificial. They thought it was a terrible thing. And I said, "Well, the program has to end. And I want it to end with both of you. And if you can think of a shorter one, let me know."
Mr. Frank, thank you so much for sharing your memories with us.
My pleasure.
Reuven Frank, former president of NBC News, talking about newsman David Brinkley. He died yesterday at the age of 82.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David. And good night for NBC News.